This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. You are listening to 7-5 Radio on the Libby News Radio Network. Tonight we are live. It is Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. 3 days into the wonderful Joe Biden administration. How are you doing, Mr. Yerkew?
He's still president.
Yeah, he's still president for now. Somebody's got to tell him every morning.
I mean, the beast that holds the president around in, you know, you can't see in it. So we don't know if he's there or not, because the windows to the White House have been bricked over, so we can't look in there either to see if he's there. We don't know where he is. But, yeah, okay, he's still president. Well, I guess, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's on the positive side, because if he wasn't, we all know who would be.
Right.
We all know. You know, so not thrilled about that, but I'm good. I'm doing real well. Looking forward to tonight's show.
Yep, me too. I'm looking forward to every show that we do together, because I mean, I still get goosebumps every time I hear the opening bars to How Many More Times. But anyways, let's get down to business. Our always first order business, just remember the members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty, and tonight unfortunately we have a very long list. First, we want to remember Master Corporal Brian Lavenge of the Hillsborough County, Florida Sheriff's Office. End of watch, January 11th, 2021. His killer's in custody. Also, three agents from the Carolina Municipal Police Department in Puerto Rico. They are Agent Luis Marrero Diaz, Agent Luis Salomon Cordera, and Eliezer Hernandez Cartagena. They were all murdered on January 11th, 2021. Their killer is still at large. Also, we need to remember Deputy Adam Gibson of the Sacramento County, California Sheriff's Office. End of watch, January 18th, 2021. His killer is DOA. And then finally, we need to remember Police Officer Brandon Stalker of the Toledo, Ohio Police Department. End of watch, January 18th, 2021. His killer is also shot and killed. Walter, second order of business, we got some good news. We got some improvements on 7-5 Radio. We finally have a bleep button, because some people that we bring on our show, they forget they're on FCC-licensed airwaves. So I purchased a bleep button. So if somebody starts using some foul language, they'll start to hear this. Like, my wife is such a piece of... Did you hear that?
Yeah, okay. Okay. You mean, what? You know, like, sometimes the hosts say the same thing, you know, but it's all right.
But
we can't just blame our guests.
Right. Some of the hostess staff gets a little bit out of line, so we got to give them the button. Like, sometimes I think this show is a real piece of... Something like that. So, anyways, we got this wonderful bleep button. So, anyways, somebody gets online, we're just going to bleep them. So, anyways, so that's good news to hear. So, our syndicators stations won't have to pay any FCC fines.
But yeah,
anyways,
get me.
Right. We'll see how that works when we get you and Jim and Mike back on, and that button be broken by the end of the show. But
yeah, it'd be just one big long beep.
Right. That'd be real entertaining. Just 1 hour beep. Anyway,
you know, we'll have a show like Ice Road Truckers or something. You know, everything's going to be a beep.
I think sometimes they just throw in words like normal words just to bleep them out, so people are like, oh my gosh, like this guy's getting really foul mouth or something like that. But who knows? I mean, who's got time for television anyways? But Walter, let's get down to the events of the week. The first thing I want to talk about is actually not about the inauguration and things like that. I want to talk about the absolute trashing our National Guard has received. First, Memphis Congressman Steve Cohen, who's also a member of the tribe, said that the National Guard troops need to be vetted because they are overwhelming white, overwhelming male, and overwhelming conservative. Now, Mr. Cohen knows that non-whites, non-Christians, and liberals do not serve for the most part. But I say that both houses of Congress should be vetted, as they not only do not have their constituents' interests at heart, but the people they serve are seditious and treasonous. Also, I say the Jewish members of Congress should be vetted because we cannot determine if their allegiance is with the United States or with Israel. That's first. Second thing with the National Guard, they were protecting the Capitol building, which they turned into a flop house because a couple of rabble-rousers, you know, acted stupidly. And they had hundreds, if not thousands, of troops in the Capitol building just hanging out guarding the Capitol building. It was fortified. Most armies could not breach the Capitol building because they don't have enough troops. Anyway, somebody at Capitol Hill told the National Guardsmen who were working 12-hour shifts that they had to leave the Capitol building if they're not on duty and go muster at a parking garage. And I can tell you from right now, it is 26 degrees outside in our national capital, and it has been cold. So these guardsmen were told, hey, go outside, go to this parking garage, and just hang out there until it's time for your shift. And then they had one bathroom and one outlet. The Congress said, oh, well, it was the Capitol Police that told them to go scram. And the guardsmen said that, no, the Capitol Police were just overwhelmingly supportive. And, you know, both the National Guard and Capitol Police gave each other professional courtesy. So I can guarantee that it was a Democrat that said, well, we can't have all these white Christian male troops around here. And anyways, we're coming to our first commercial break. When we get back, we'll finish up with National Guardsmen being trashed, horrible inauguration, Nation lockdown, the FBI, Twitter, so on and so forth. Anyways, stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Your call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
I wish I was posting insults on Twitter, but that's another story. But anyways, after Steve Cohen trashed the National Guard, they were given the boot to go camp out at a cold parking garage. And then when the news came out, guess what? They were let back in. But I'm just here to tell you, as both a member of the Uniformed Services of the Department of Defense and a member of law enforcement, both sides have nothing but love for one another, because a lot of people that go into law enforcement were from the military, and a lot of members of law enforcement are in the National Guard. But anyways, Donald Trump, who was already out of office, heard what happened and told the people at the Trump Hotel at Pennsylvania Avenue and 12th Street to open up the lobby for members of the National Guard and the police department, which they happily enjoy. Well, what say you about the treatment of our troops?
Yeah, it's like this, and I posted this the other day. When the cities were being burned earlier, in the middle of last year, all summer long, Seattle, Portland, Kenosha, we know the cities. And during the presidential debate, Mr. Trump says, well, did you reach out? When Biden was complaining that this guy wasn't Mr. Trump wasn't doing anything, which, he let the cities handle their own thing. But when asked, did you reach out to the cities, to Mr. Biden? Mr. Biden says, well, I didn't reach out because I didn't hold public office. All right. Well, now, son of a gun has public office, the highest office in the land, probably the most powerful office in the entire world. Has he done it? Has he sent any of those troops out there? Because they're still doing stuff in Portland and Seattle. They're still blowing stuff up and having they're not peaceful protests in these cities, but he's got 25,000 troops at his beck and call, which that's not what they're there for. That's not what they're there for. They're not there to protect the president. In a non-emergency way, they're not his personal bodyguards. They're America's bodyguards. Mr. Biden has Secret Service and the FBI. Well, if he doesn't have the Secret Service or the FBI protecting him, I guess he doesn't trust him either. I don't like the way Mr. Biden treated the armed troops. On the flip side, Mr. Trump, like you said, open up the doors, open up the lobby, get that kitchen going, and make sure our guys are warm and fed and taken care of. And did he do it to make Mr. Biden look bad? No, Mr. Biden can do that all on his own. So can Pelosi and all the rest of them. They do that all on their own. So when they do something that's a negative and you turn it into a positive, you're the bad guy? You can't be the bad guy. Come on. You know, you got to look at the source of the nonsense. And, you know, 3 or 4 days in, price of gas is risen in my neighborhood about a dime a gallon, and it hasn't gone up that much since last summer. It hadn't gone up that much. But we see it coming. You know, I'm not going to say people, you know, we told you so. You know, Sean Hannity, you know, is not going to say he told you so. We encourage you guys to vote for the right man. And just because you don't like him, all right, this is what you got. So the cities that are being burned, the troops are in Washington, D.C., protecting this 78-year-old man that needs help changing his diaper.
Right. And my next point is the ceremony itself. I mean, D.C. was on lockdown. You couldn't go anywhere. They closed most of the subway stations downtown. Bridges were blocked off. They had armored personnel carriers everywhere, cop cars everywhere. And it took me forever to get home. And, you know, nobody showed up for the inauguration because usually you have a couple hundred thousand people. And instead they had 200,000 flags. And it looked like they were installing a dictator to run the United States. There's nobody was there. And he had 25,000 U.S. troops. He had members of law enforcement from the surrounding areas. Arlington County, Virginia, and Virginia State Police were summoned up, and they're not going to get paid. So the governor of Virginia and the county executive for Arlington County is going to ask for some money. Cops were coming in from all over, patrolled the subway system, even though nobody rode the system. And again, there are gates everywhere, fences everywhere. There are still fences around the U.S. Capitol building. And nobody's downtown. Mayor Bowser ordered no in-house dining. You had to go sit outside in the freezing cold. And it looked like a tin-horn dictator. And so, anyways, thousands of troops and cops came to protect our unelected leader. Of course, they talk about race and class warfare all over again. The benediction, somebody singing about something, Crazy Joe. Just race and class warfare. I remember Clinton and Obama and now Joe Biden. And then the highlight was Lady Gaga herself coming out as something from the Hunger Games. I mean, it is ridiculous. I mean, if you watch the Hunger Games, you know, just like the whole fictitious country went hell in a handbasket, and they're fighting each other for fun and survival. So anyway, she comes out, and everybody's talking about her, how she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but they forget only a couple years ago she's walking around as a slutty bride of Satan. Joe Biden was senile and uninspiring, and no mention of cleaning up the swamp or America First or anything like that. Nothing. And the media was just all over itself, just having a you-know-what. They forget that a year ago, Democrat candidates said that need to be more diverse. Like seeing Don Lemon, who likes the company of other men and other liberals, said that, you know what, the Democrats are too white. They need more diversity. So they share the fact that now an old rich white man replaced an old rich white man in the White House. And now they're talking about how elegant and classy the First Lady is. You know, if they forget Melania Trump, the former First Lady, was a former model. She has a education in architecture, background in architecture, and very fashion conscious. But the, no mention of her is like Donald Trump was a single man. But now they talk about Jill Biden looks great, and then the vice president looks great, and they call her Dr. Jill Biden, think she's a medical doctor. No, she has a PhD in education. Walt, did you watch the wreck known as the inauguration?
Nope, not one second. No, I did not. No, I did not. It's the first inaugural acceptance speech. Well, inaugural address, I should say, since Nixon in 1969. This is the first one that I missed. Even when I was in jail, I watched Clinton get inaugurated twice.
Wow.
My past.
Right. And then they had a inaugural celebration from around the country. And Joe Biden earlier today said if people on federal property need to wear masks. So Joe Biden goes to Lincoln Memorial, no mask on. And then the press secretary said, well, it was a joyous occasion, so on and so forth. You know, laws for thee, not for me. But anyways, we come back, talk about the newest member of the Biden cabinet. You're going to love this. An old friend of ours, and we'll talk about the FBI, and I get thrown off for Twitter. Follow us at 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The trial for former President Trump's impeachment in the Senate is now getting dialed in. Opening arguments will be on February 8th. On Monday, the House will send to the Senate the articles of impeachment charging Trump with incitement of insurrection. The senators will be sworn in on Tuesday, with arguments beginning around 2 weeks later. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said there needs to be accountability.
The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, incited by Donald J. Trump, was a day none of us will ever forget.
But House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy disagrees.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
Also, a South Carolina elections lawyer, Butch Bowers, has been hired to defend Donald Trump. He's now the first president to have an impeachment trial after leaving office. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. And I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said that the full chamber will consider Janet Yellen's nomination to be Treasury Secretary on Monday. The move came after the Senate Committee on Finance voted 26-0 to send Yellen's nomination to the full Senate for consideration. If confirmed, Yellen, who was the first woman to chair the Federal Reserve, will also be the first woman to head the Treasury Department. The Biden administration has begun halting most deportations for 100 days so it can review and reset the enforcement priorities. This after the Trump administration instituted a zero-tolerance policy for undocumented migrants. The move prompted a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and fulfills the campaign promise by President Biden to immediately move away from the hardline stance of U.S. immigration policy. The moratorium on deportations is just one of several moves that President Biden made this week regarding immigration policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. But anyways, it was another first for the Office of the President, as President Joe Biden appointed Dr. Richard Levine as the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. Now, Dr. Levine was the former Health Secretary for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and he is a trained pediatrician. Dr. Levine also likes to dress up in women's clothing and call himself Rachel. Yep, that's right. Joe Biden appointed the first transgender person to his cabinet, Dr. Richard, i.e. Rachel Levine, as the Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services. Now, this is the same person we called out over the summer for looking like just a bag of hot garbage, while the media was saying, oh, Dr. Levine was saying it's okay for old people to go back to nursing homes, while he took his 95-year-old mother out of the nursing home. But nobody stopped questioning, like, wait a minute, this is the worst-looking transgender person ever. So anyways, Dr. Levine is a trained pediatrician. Imagine taking your kids to see this creep. And anyways, personally, I think his board certification should be withdrawn, because simple DNA tells you with chromosomes, if you have two X chromosomes, you're a girl. If you have an XY chromosome, you're a boy. And Dr. Levine, for whatever reason, said, you know what, I'm not going to worry about DNA, biology, genetics, things like that nature. But anyways, another black eye in for America, as our enemies just laugh at us. Well, you got anything to say about Dr. Richard Levine, who likes to dress up as a chick?
Yeah, not too much, a little bit. I don't know how to explain this. I don't know how to put this. When you transgenderize yourself, okay, you want everybody to know it. All right. But when you're a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief, for some reason, you're surprised when you go in and Larry is now calling himself Laura, and he's taller and bigger than you are. And you're surprised because you didn't know, Laura used to be a Larry. I think if you're going to advertise, I think you need to prioritize and put that in. If Larry was a good lawyer and now calls himself Laura, that doesn't take away from Laura being as good an attorney as Larry. But I would like to know beforehand, before I go into Laura's office, that he used to be a Larry. I would like to know that ahead of time. You feel me? So, what do they call it? Transparency. Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's use that political word that they came up with 2 or 3 years ago. Transparency. Don't surprise me that you are what you are, and then take offense that I'm surprised. And I think that's about as best as I think I can put it. Don't blame me for being surprised that you're now Laura, and blame me because you think I'm stupid or I'm unaccepted. Let me know ahead of time. If there's going to be a party, I want to know who's going to be there. I'd rather have a party, at a female strip club than go to Chippendales. You feel me? I know that ahead of time if I go to Chippendales. But I just want to know ahead of time. I just want to know ahead of time. Just let me close that out with that I don't believe in being appointed to an office such as Rachel or Richard is, for the sake of appointing a transgender person to that office. I want somebody in there that's going to do the job.
Right. But anyways, well, if you look at Dr. Levine, you know exactly what you're getting. You're getting a dude dressing up as a lady, and, I mean, he does not do a very good job. In fact, he looks like one of the Hogs, which is a group of guys here in Washington that go to Redskins games, wear pig noses and dress up in dresses. You know, they got full beards and big hairy arms, you know, big hairy muscly arms and beer guts and so on and so forth. But if you remember the movie Escape from New York, the president played by Donald Pleasance, he was captured, held hostage, and they put a blonde wig on him. And he looks better than Dr. Levine. Just looks like just hot garbage.
Didn't Donald Pleasance play the president of the United States in that movie?
Yes. And then
Enough said on my part. Enough said.
Right. So anyways, you got this hot garbage. He might be qualified. I don't know, but if you're a medical doctor, you know about biology and genetics and chromosomes.
We'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see. You know, in time, we'll see. And you know, if he does a good job, great. If he doesn't, well, you know, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Right.
That's more in reference to Biden because Biden's behind all of that.
Right. And, you know, I think Dr. Levine was trying to have Pennsylvania have with a bigger kill ratio than New York, as he said, yeah, bring your old people in the nursing home. Meanwhile, he got his mom the hell out of Dodge. But anyways, moving right along. Yeah. He must make his 95-year-old mother so proud. Oh, look at you, Richard. You're 60 something years old. You look like Mr. Slate from the Flintstones, and you're dressing up as a chick. Way to go. Way to make Mama proud. But moving right along, our not so favorite agency, the FBI, is at it again. At bus stops around the city of Washington, the FBI have put up ads with pictures of people involved at the riot at the Capitol building. And they're asking for tips. You can call like 800 FBI tips or whatever, and they're offering a reward. And they got, I mean, picture. It's a computerized billboard now. It's not like the old one where you just slap a big piece of paper, they slap it on. But they get billboard after billboard, picture after picture, and it looked like, you know, somebody's Facebook profile. All these pictures are friends. So I said, if you know anything about the incident at Capitol Hill on January 6th, please call the FBI. And so the FBI is knee-deep into this, just like they were knee-deep into the incident in Ferguson, Missouri with Professor Michael Brown. But anyways, we're still waiting for the FBI to ask for tips from victims of Anthony Weiner and his love of photography, or victims of Jeffrey Epstein, or anybody that knows anything about the fake dossier, or the murder of Seth Rich, or Hillary Clinton's emails, or voter fraud, or why members of Congress who make $140,000 a year are multimillionaires, and the number of laws broken by them, either for treason, sedition, or RICO statutes. But again, they're worried about these people that busted up the Capitol building. Well, what say you about the FBI?
Yeah, they need to get back to what they're there for. It's an entity that has a director, or supposed to have a director, that should have not quite carte blanche in the investigations that they do, but without political influence. Okay. You know, we've had some real doozies as FBI directors of late, and, you know, we need somebody that's, you know, got a pair of pelotas and is going to do what they're supposed to do, you know, and not be the beck and call of being politically correct. And that goes for police commissioners, you know, around the country, especially the one that we have now in New York, what's his name, McDermott. Politics needs to stay out of law enforcement at any level, because the threat of, oh, you're a director, but I can replace you if you don't do what I want. You know, nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. And I just don't think the FBI is independent enough these days because of political influence and things like that. I kind of miss the old days where the FBI was getting caught with, you know, prostitutes and cocaine in South America when they were doing stuff. You know, I miss those days because what they were doing their job down there. You don't hear about
right.
Anymore. I mean, you know,
anyways,
one man's vision.
Right. Anyways, we come back, talk about me getting thrown off of Twitter, family loyalty, and a very special guest next week. Take it away, boys.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back on the air live. It is approximately 47 minutes after the hour on Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. I'm live on the radio, but I'm not on Twitter again. This week, for whatever reason, unknown to me, I was kicked off of Twitter. I made sure everything I put on Twitter was very, very up and up, very bland, very plain, and snowflakes would be offended in such tweets. But again, for whatever reason, I was kicked off of Twitter, probably because the Twitter name was Trump75Radio. On Twitter, and I just simply put, making radio great again.
You know, I'm just very disgusted with Twitter that they're just throwing anybody and everybody off that they want to. Now, granted, Twitter is a private company, and they have the right to do that. But my issue is that don't throw off patriots or people exposing the truth or a certain point of view that you don't agree with, but at the same time, putting on allowing full-blown pornography, allowing ISIS, allowing head chopping going on, people that have no problem with pedophilia, NAMBLA, just really garbage up there. So anyways, I was kicked off, but Walter's still on. Walter, what's your Twitter address?
Walt Yerq 10873.
Yep, Walt Yerq 10873. But don't worry, folks. I do have a secret Twitter account that I will bring back up. But I'm not going to use at Trump 75 radio. It'll be something else. But that's where we're at. I mean, this is supposed to be alternative media, social media, because we get enough garbage from CNN, MSNBC, the other alphabets, Fox. They turned their back on us, probably because Disney bought a huge chunk of Fox. So, you know, it's Sam Bushman's old speech. He who has the gold makes the rules. Anyways, next order of business. Early this week, something you want to say, Walt?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. I thought you were saying something. All right. Also, earlier this week, Walt and I were talking like we usually do, and something really grinded my gears, like Peter Griffin would say. We try to market our show and market our brand using our own money, like most smaller outlets, to promote our show. And we work our asses off to get the show out there. And so anyways, we were talking to a vendor for negotiating a price for services to be rendered, and who's a friend of the show. Unlike most people, we're not going to drop names. And he said, well, since you advertise this other dude, tell you what, drop the zero, get with a hero, because I could make your money go farther. And Walter, of course, said no, because, you know, we're friends with this other person. So I just want to put out there that, you know, we take our brand very seriously. And also we take the...
It's a business thing. You know, it's my money. And, you know,
right.
If I want to buy shots of tequila over at this other guy's bar and then come to your bar and buy shots of Jack Daniels, I don't expect to be told I can't go to the other bar and drink shots of tequila. It doesn't mean that I made an enemy. It was a business venture that, didn't pan out. And that's fine. You know, if my last name was Budweiser, I don't think I would have, had that problem. But, it is what it is. And, I still intend to, talk to this fella and, no hard feelings. No hard feelings there.
Right. Right. But
it's all good. It's all good. Business is business.
Right. One thing, like, we put over business is the family, because I consider this radio a family. I've known James Edwards for 15 years. We've been, James has been with Sam Bushman and Living News Radio for 10 years. I've known you for 3 years. And then we brought Mikey Guerin on board. And I've known Sean Bergen and Jim Lancia since 2014. And, it's just like the family just keeps growing. And the joke is, like, nobody leaves, which is fine by me. But, if we're friends with Business A, we're not going to tell just because Business B says, hey, drop Business A because I can do more for you. Like, no, that's not how it works. Because, again, we take care of the family. And then, speaking of family, did you get your shirt from Jeff Jackson Racing?
No, I didn't get my shirt. I got a picture of his new race car.
Yeah, I got it.
being missed.
I got that thing. It's beautiful, but of course, I
could drive and go to Jeff's house tonight and go get my shirt, you know, if I need to.
Oh. So
it's not a big deal for me. I'm going through Fox News, and you know, sometimes you know, you just see stuff that doesn't make sense. You know, we all know, you know, Henry Aaron passed away yesterday at the age of 86. You know, we know about his baseball career, so I'm not going to go into all that. However, and this happens every time some type of a supposed superstar in the eyes of few. Well, he was a superstar in the eyes of many. My point is that when Kobe got killed in a helicopter crash, they wanted to change the NBA logo. Well, that died out in what, a day or two. Now, Henry Aaron passed away, and you have Atlanta Braves fans want to change the Atlanta Braves name to another name. In honor of Hammer and Hank, they want to change the Braves to the Atlanta Hammers. And I'm going to say it again. Enough said. Ain't happening. It's not going to happen. Okay.
Right.
Moving along, I want to do a shout out to my friend. His name is Tiller Russell, and you people that have watched 7-5, he's the director. He is the voice behind the interviews during our documentary. And he has ventured out, and he has a new movie, a new documentary series that he's put out. It's called The Night Stalker. And it's about, yeah, that Richard Ramirez animal. And it is a four-part series on Netflix. And this has been put out by Tiller Russell, Aaron Stedman, and Eli Holtzman. Those are the three main guys that got the 7-5 off the ground almost 10 years ago. So big shout out. Watch it. I've watched three parts of it. It's really, really good. And moreover, it shows what the press is really made of, which is to get in the way and ruin your life. Anyway, watch it. It's The Night Stalker. It's on Netflix. And last but not least, promotion for next week's show. He was attacked in the subway 11 years ago by a spree killer. Took the spree killer down, almost lost his life doing it on a New York subway. His name is Joe Lazzito. He lives on Long Island. He's a personal friend of mine. I've sat down. I broke bread with this man. And he will pretty much have the microphone next week because it's that close to a 10-year anniversary where he nearly lost his life, saving other people's lives on that subway train. So if you want to look up and get a preview on what we're going to talk about next week, it's Joe Lazzito, and it's the story of spree killer Maxine Gelman. And it took place in Brooklyn and Manhattan in a 26-hour period. He murdered four people and wounded five. Seriously, he's now doing about 258 million years in a New York State prison. So that's going to be on next week's show. It's going to be good.
Right. And I can't wait to hear it because it's one hell of a story. Just a normal man going about his business, you know, saving hundreds of lives. But anyways, back to Hank Aaron, some lady. And one of these sports networks, I don't know, we're talking about Hank Aaron. And she said, rest in power, Hank. Hey, rest in power. The guy was 80-something years old. I mean, he made some great things. I mean, why is it that black people, when they pass away, they got to say rest in power? I mean, the man was 86. He broke records. He did great things. I mean, let the man rest in peace. But no, we got to rest in power. We got to be different than everybody else. We got to make a racial thing. Hey, rest in power, Hammer and Hank.
He did a lot for the African Americans coming out of the Negro Leagues in the 40s and 50s. You know, him along with Jackie Robinson, Willie Mays, you name it. He did a lot. And he was a good humanitarian. Rest in peace, Hank.
Right. Yeah, but they gotta make it something else. Rest in power.
I mean, how about telling the blacks stop shooting each other in the hood? You know, rest in power, Tyrone. But anyways, that's it. Another weekend on the can. This is Peter Scoop standing with Walter Yerkew. Remind everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. And have a good one, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.